welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. What does it mean to illuminate? Why, it means to enlighten, to inform, to bring light where there is darkness, to reveal what has not been revealed. It is to give information that permits understanding. Now, we contend that there is the illumination by the Holy Spirit today, but not as some think. Before Jesus was crucified, he outlined the work of the Holy Spirit in John chapters 14, 15, and 16 when speaking to the apostles. He promised to send them the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit involved them and their preaching. The Holy Spirit would convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, guiding the apostles in all the truth, bringing to their remembrance what Christ had taught them, in order to glorify Christ. Now, this was a promise, not to all, but to the apostles. It was a promise that the Lord kept, beginning at Pentecost. That day, the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, and they spoke as the Spirit guided. If this promise was not fulfilled to them, then Christ broke his word. But the Scripture affirms that total truth, once a mystery, has been revealed, and we have the full revelation of God's will to man during the lifetime of the apostles. The biblical evidence of this truth is in Acts 20 and verse 27, where Paul said he preached the whole counsel of God. In Jude verse 3, we're taught that Christians are to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints, and that means once for all time. In Galatians 1, 6 through 9, it pronounces God's curse on those who would teach differently from what the apostles taught. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3 affirms that they received all things that pertain to life and godliness. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 says the Scripture furnishes us unto all good works. 1 Corinthians 13 and 10 says miracles were to last until that which is perfect is come, meaning the full revelation of truth. Ephesians 3, 3 through 5, Paul had the mystery revealed to him. He wrote it down by the Spirit. One can read and understand what is now revealed, although it was once unrevealed. Indeed, it is true. Psalm 119, verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Mankind is illuminated by the Holy Spirit today by and through the revealed, verbally inspired, plenary, infallible, inerrant, authoritative, all-sufficient Word of God, the Bible. But there is much dissatisfaction among men with the Bible. They resent being confined to the Word of God in the Bible. They want more from God. They want something additional, something different. Therefore, some claim revelations and illuminations since the perfect law of liberty was revealed. Some religions are based almost entirely on the claims of latter-day revelations and a continuous unfolding of additional and different truths since the Bible. Some claim to hold to the Scriptures alongside their claims of new revelations, but this is impossible. As the Bible teaches, the Bible condemns the very things to which they hold. Various individuals and churches claim visions and dreams and revelations special from what anyone else is able to receive from God. Many on the electronic church and in the television personalities, they make these kind of claims. For instance, Pat Robertson of the 700 Club constantly claims God is telling him something that nobody else hears. He says God is healing somebody somewhere, here and there, and he feels it, and he knows it. He preaches a health and wealth message. Jim Baker of the once notorious PTL Club once claimed to heal everybody on the top floor of an Atlanta hospital. The funny thing, however, that nobody at the hospital ever knew anything about it. When that healing took place, Baker shouted that the Holy Spirit had outdone himself. Baker also once claimed to have received a special message from God right during the middle of his program. I was watching that program, and following a commercial, he revealed what God had said. He said that God had told him this was a good time to ask for a special donation. Oral Roberts once claimed to have seen a 900-foot Jesus rising above his hospital. I wonder why there was a need of a hospital, since Roberts claims to be a miracle healer and can heal everything from gout to cancer. At this writing, he recently claimed that he would take his life if he did not raise $4.5 million for his project. He has millions from naive, gullible, and biblical ignorant people. I have visited his crusades and know firsthand of his vicious deception. I have talked with those whom he claimed to have healed. He is a colossal fraud. Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science, claims special revelation and founded that religious movement on such things as that. The Mormon Church stands on the claimed special latter-day revelation of Joseph Smith. The president of the Mormon Church still claims to receive messages from God. Well, friend, if that be true, one can never really know if the message of the Mormons who comes to your house is true or not, because their message is subject to change as God speaks to their president. Is it not surprising that Smith wrote disparagingly of the Bible, and that Mormons use the Bible only as an instrument to get into homes and to propagate their religious error? Ellen G. White, the founder of Seventh-day Adventism, claims special revelations about the Sabbath. You see, they believe in a continuous revelation, just like the Jehovah's Witnesses. The Catholic Church is built on special claims of special revelation. The doctrine of Calvinism demands that there be special operations by the Holy Spirit separate and apart from the Word of God. Baptists are strong Calvinist. One primitive Baptist preacher told me that when they assembled, they have not studied, but they wait till the Spirit moves them. Once during a campaign against alcoholic beverages, this man claimed that God told him to have a big rally in the city auditorium. But from some experiences in these matters, I warned against such a rally lest it flop because of rain or something else, the facility being too large, and the liquor people would gain rather than lose from such an event. He later agreed. I just had to ask him later why he took my word over that of his special revelation. Baptists claim that what they happen to think is being placed there by the Holy Spirit. Now, they're honest, they're sincere, but they have no understanding of the true illumination of the Spirit. There was a preacher, Lynn Anderson, of the Highland Church of Christ in Abilene, who openly one time prayed that God would allow enlighten the Word, as if the Bible was a dead letter on its pages and needed a push from the Holy Spirit. Pat Boone said one cannot understand the Bible until you have the Spirit's experience. He said once it happens to you, you will know it. There are some teaching in colleges today operated by members of the Church of Christ who hold to similar views. There's one who used to teach there who said that the Holy Spirit sits on his shoulder and tells him what to say. There was a woman evangelist in Jackson, Tennessee, who told me she talked with God nearly every day, like Moses and God talked at the burning bush. And yet she was unable to give me one single direct quotation from the Lord's mouth. In Memphis, over television, a Baptist preacher claimed to be as inspired by the Holy Spirit to the same degree as the apostles. Don Finto of the once Belmont Church of Christ said over television that what he was saying was no longer Don Finto, but I was God in Don Finto. A visitor to my office one time claimed, asking for help to restore his marriage. His problem arose because his wife claimed God told her to move to California. And she did, and she left her husband and her family. Feelings, nudges, special instructions on what to preach, where to preach, even where to park the car, what to say, seeking signs from God. This is what one hears repeatedly today. People who study these matters could add instance after instance to what I have said. The unanswered and unanswerable question is, if God is speaking to all of these people as they claim, why do they not speak alike? Why do they not speak the same things? Why do they not teach the same messages? Why are they still divided? Is the Holy Spirit sending contradictory messages? Is he consistent with the very scripture that he gave? Or are the claimants deceived? Or maybe just flat out lying? Jimmy Swaggart denies Oral Roberts heard God tell him that he would die unless his money was raised. But why should we believe Jimmy any more than we believe Oral? Both claim the Holy Spirit guides them. Ephesians 4:4-5 teaches there is one faith, dear listener. Men of faith who subscribe to the faith are willing to take God's word and take God at his word without demanding or claiming or advocating something more, less, different, and special. In Luke the 16th chapter, we read where the rich man in torment wanted Abraham to arrange for his brothers to receive God's warning in some special manner. Abraham's answer was that they had Moses and the prophets. Let them hear what God has already revealed. But the rich man was like a lot of people today. They want something more than what God has provided. And their desire for something more leads them to claim something more. Deity illuminates through the gospel, 1 Corinthians 2:13. We're told to speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4:11. We're going to be judged by the word of Christ, John 12:48. And his word is the inspired scripture. I am motivated to ask, what if God did actually give somebody a special revelation? What would it accomplish? What would be the purpose of it? Would it change his word some way? If so, then this denies 1 Peter 1:25 that says his word will endure forever. Would it add to or take from the word of God if they received some special revelation? If they received one, it violates all the many passages that condemn doing that very thing. Will it reveal truth thus far withheld from man? If so, Jesus did not keep his promise to the apostles. Will it give us inspired interpretation of the scriptures? If so, having given us the Bible, which we could not understand without inspired interpretation, would we have to have somebody to give us another inspired interpretation of the interpretation to help us to understand his inspired interpretation? Could not God provide adequate revelation from the first? He said he would. He said he did. I believe him. If he could not, can we be sure he can now? And if he did not, why does he hold man responsible? Finally, what evidence is presented by these who claim their special revelations to verify that they have received what they have claimed? The apostles performed miraculous works to prove they were speaking from God. They confirmed the word in that manner. Mark 16:20, Hebrews 2:3-4. Their miracles were real. They were verified, even not denied by their enemies because their enemies were confounded by them. They made the blind to see, and the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, the dead to rise. They struck people blind. They were unharmed by vipers who bit them. Their healings were instantaneous and complete. They were not involved in some psychosomatic caused problem that could be corrected under the influence of hyper-emotionalism. Those who claim such powers today do not do what was done by those of the first century as recorded in Scripture. Friend, where goes the claim, must go the demonstration. The demonstration is lacking. Such claimants are false teachers and false prophets teaching false doctrine. They are people who are malcontent with the word of God and deceive millions and raking in millions of dollars into their own personal coffers. We're not left in darkness regarding the will of God. The word lights and illuminates. It leads and guides and directs and converts and sustains. By and through the word, the Holy Spirit operates, not apart from it. Thank God for His grace and His mercy in His inspired revelation, the Scriptures. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.